Welcome to the Manifest Podcast, your weekly dose of manifestation inspiration. I'm your host, Sarah Prout. I'm a best-selling author, manifestation expert, creative entrepreneur, and mother of four. My mission is to help you manifest the life and business of your dreams, and I am truly honored to have a global movement of manifestation inspiration that has touched millions of people in over 170 countries around the world. Each episode is designed to remind you that you have the power to create your own reality and manifest your dreams when you connect with the energy of the universe. So join me every week as we dive deep into the world of manifestation and unlock the power within you to manifest the life you have always wanted. Are you ready? Let's start manifesting.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello there, and welcome back to what is possibly the final episode of the Manifest Podcast for 2023. I think we can all agree that it has been somewhat of a wild journey this year with many, many different layers and levels of transformations that have taken place. And in the spirit of full transparency, I am actually re-recording this episode. I sat behind the microphone a few days ago, and I have had such profound healing work done on me within my personal energetic field in the past, I would say 48 hours, that it didn't feel like an accurate representation of what I want to take into 2024. So if you are listening to this either during the last few days of 2023 or in the new year, you are getting probably the most refined version of how I can present this information. And I think that for some people, they love to batch create their content. I like to make sure that it is up to date, the present moment information of now. So I don't mind re-recording, spending the time going over the points that I wanted to cover. But what I won't do, which is what I created in the previous episode, is that I went through pretty much every single month of the year, and I gave some of the highlights, and I gave also some of the lowlights. And for me, it was really diving into the story of everything. So for instance, I went into, you know, talking about how I started the year with my skin cancer surgery and going into details with that. And then I realized that I don't want that out there right now, even though I'm repeating what I said. That was just one of 12 things, the 12 days or gifts of Christmas that I was sharing of how this year really didn't go as I had planned. There has been so much emotional upheaval. There has been so much inner transformation that's taken place. And so to do that body of work justice that is known as 2023, I really wanted to focus on how we can now guide our attention towards setting powerful intentions for 2024. So first and foremost, Happy New Year. I am so excited for the lessons and the blessings that this year is going to present us with. And one of the things that I know to be true as a manifestation mentor, and remember, I've been working in this space now for 15 years, working with clients, private clients, working with groups, coaching, masterminds. The thing that I've noticed is that when we begin a journey, whether it's the beginning of a year or the next chapter, whether you might be an empty nester and your kids have moved out of home, or you've just, you know, ended a relationship, or you're just starting a new relationship, the key thing to remember is to bring intention to this next phase that you are stepping into. And this is why the new year usually prompts people to want to make profound changes in their lives. And so we hear things about like New Year's resolutions and, you know, sticking to a new way of eating or a diet or losing weight or quitting smoking or sugar or whatever it is. but there's a deeper level of understanding. And so I really want to go through that today and why it's so important that you utilize this time frame to set powerful intentions. And then also why it is so important to set intentions on a daily basis. This is one of the key elements and reasons why we created the Dear Universe Journal. So you had a place to not only connect with the universe, the field of infinite potential, but you could also write down what you intend to manifest and call into your reality on any given day, right? So the element that is somewhat confronting for a lot of people to realize within themselves, especially when they have year after year, cycle after cycle, have set the intention to change or to transform in some way, that's really setting themselves up for success because it's an element of self-sabotage. And so what I want to encourage you to do is set intentions and allow yourself to dream really big. This is something that can feel uncomfortable when you write down on a piece of paper, you know, I want to manifest buying a home this year, or I want to manifest getting married or getting engaged this year. So this is the spaciousness and the permission, if you so need it, to allow yourself to dream as big as you are capable of dreaming. Because something that I've noticed, and this is taking it back a couple of decades now, actually, maybe even when I was a little kid, was that I would write down my goals, dreams, wishes, and desires, and I would keep those pieces of paper that I would write down my lists on, or sometimes I even email myself. Or, you know, I do the intention setting worksheet that's been downloaded, I think, 500,000 times now, that has been around for the last nearly 9 years on the internet. And I do that process every single year on New Year's Eve. And what I have noticed, and this I've spoken about this in great detail before, is that between 70 to 80% of the things on the list actually end up manifesting because, and this is the secret here, I focus on the feeling that it gives me, the feeling, the embodiment of aligning with that thing. And so whether or not that specific thing, person, place, or experience actually manifests isn't the point. Manifestation, the purpose of manifestation is experience. So allowing yourself to dream big is really fun because it creates a wider net for the universe to play with. And so, you know, I've written down some really big goals that have materialized into my reality, things that I never, ever in a million years would have thought would manifest. So I remember when I was, oh my goodness, maybe 26 years old, I wrote down in my journal that I wanted to manifest $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year would be amazing for me. I couldn't fathom, because I think, you know, that was that is a lot of money. And to a lot of people, that's a lot of money. But that specific six-figure goal was something that felt so unattainable for me. I couldn't even imagine the work that would need to happen, the systems that would need to be set up to facilitate receiving that level of abundance into my reality. And then I wrote down that I wanted to buy my parents a house. You know, I could do that if I earned that much money, which is very naive because you need a bit more money than that to buy houses these days. And so it's not about second guessing yourself. It's about tuning in to God, to the universe, to the field of infinite potential, and asking your higher self within that framework, what do you want? We live on this earthly plane of matter, and the energy needs to align. So yes, we need to focus on the energy. We need to focus on the recalibration of our vibration to welcome these things into our reality. But what do you want? What do you want to achieve? What impact do you want to have? Who do you want to share this journey with? And so the thing about manifestation is that, yes, we're setting big and powerful intentions for 2024, but sometimes when you write them down, it can take a couple of years, maybe up to 5, 6, maybe even a decade. It can take time to incubate these ideas energetically for that soul seed to then germinate and actually manifest into tangible reality. So I'll give you an example here. So in 2006, I wrote down on my goals, dreams, wishes, and desires list that I am grateful to be represented by a top New York literary agent. And at this point in my life, I was living in Melbourne, Australia. I had a newborn baby and my son Thomas was 4 or 5 and I was married. And I had no idea. I'd always loved writing. I'd worked on various movie scripts, you know, that kind of thing, TV shows that I, you know, I was putting together as a hobbyist, and or even a self-help book. I always had this dream that I wanted to write a book on the topic of manifestation. And so I just kind of put that on the back burner because I had literally no connection with America or Americans in 2006. So I don't even know why I wrote down, I am grateful to be represented by a top New York literary agent in 2006. I had a high school friend. Her name was Erin. She was from Florida. So that was an American connection. My mom had a friend. Her name was Marilyn. She was an American, and I had a pen pal from sixth grade who I knew was American. But other than that, I didn't have any energetic ties to America. And so when you write these things down, you don't realize behind the scenes how much the universe is conspiring to bring it into your physical reality. So fast forward only a few short years later, and I started making friends with a lot of Americans online. In 2009, I joined Twitter, which is now X, and that's where I met my husband, Sean. And we were just friends at the time because my marriage was steadily and rapidly declining. And so I found myself, it was April 2009 that I filed for separation. And I began this inner journey of transformation. And I did the goals, dreams, wishes, desires process again. And I wrote down, I would like to land an international book deal. And within 10 days, and I've told this story so many times, I probably did last time as well. Within 10 days, an editor from Wiley called me and said, well, actually she emailed me and she said, hey, I'd love to meet up for a coffee. You know, what dates do you have in the new year? And so I thought, oh, she just wants to pick my brain about social media because I'd been building quite a name for myself on various platforms. And she offered me a book deal on the spot. She said, you can write about anything you want, your entrepreneurial journey. And that's when I was just so excited to be and be on that path of becoming a published author. So that was one stepping stone. So you can have that stepping stone and think, I've made it. And I remember being on the phone after that meeting with my mom and saying, hey, mom, I just landed a book deal. And, you know, I get paid $5,000 to write this book for Wiley, who at the time, they were the second largest business publisher in the world. And I remember my mom said, good girl, you've made it. And I remember thinking, okay, I've made it. $5,000, I've made it. There's all this work that I have to do. I've made it. And there wasn't. That was a stepping stone. So fast forward to 2017, and I had 2017. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. If you're new to the podcast, then there is a lot of things to fill you in on with my story. But this isn't about my story. This is about highlighting the importance of writing down big dreams. So 2017, I decided that I was ready to write a book. I had this concept that landed in my soul. I channeled it through. I was in the shower and I remember thinking, I'm going to write a book called Dear Universe, because I'd had millions of social shares on Facebook and on Instagram and that kind of thing of the Dear Universe concept, where I was sharing affirmations. And I thought, why don't I turn this into a book? Why don't I turn it into a book about emotional empowerment? So the Dear Universe invocations and affirmations link up to how somebody's feeling. So they look up their emotion and then they connect with the universe and they feel better. And it's kind of like a choose your own adventure story. So I had this idea, and then I thought, well, I'm going to send it out to publishers and I'm going to get the publisher's marketplace book and I'm going to contact a whole bunch of agents. And I did that. And I think I sent out, oh, it'd be close to 60 different query letters saying, hey, I've got this idea. Can I pitch it to you, to the publisher and the agents? And I got two bites back, one from a really big publisher who was interested and another from one of the biggest literary agencies in New York. And so within months of me taking that inspired action, I landed a book deal for $250,000, thanks to writing down in 2006, I am grateful to be represented by a top New York literary agent. So it just goes to show you never truly know what's going on behind the scenes, the fabric of the universe to rearrange itself. I'll give you another example. And you can read this article as well on my Substack. You can go to sarahprout.substack.com, and I have shared the 5-step intention setting process for 2024, which I'll go into in a moment. But in 2007, so my daughter Olivia was about 1, Thomas was about 6, and I wrote in my goals, dreams, wishes, and desires, "I am so grateful to speak at an event with Tony Robbins." It's like, what? Like, I was back then a very nervous young woman in my 20s. I was so shy. I was shy at school. I didn't feel like I wanted to share anything with anybody publicly at school because I had this blushing problem that I wrote about in my book, Be the Love. You know, I'd go the shade of a beetroot, which funnily enough still happens sometimes when I'm not fully in my body. That's probably a topic for another day. But so writing down that intention, it terrified me. I was so shy and I had no intention of ever learning how to speak in public, let alone even the option. Because here's the thing, I always held these big dreams of what I wanted to do. It was almost like I had this secret version of myself that was a lot more capable than the version that everybody else got access to in my normal waking life. And I remember my friend Rebecca, she lent me her tapes. I think it was, Get the Edge. It was an audio CD program from Tony Robbins. And I went through all of that because I needed that motivation. I needed that. And I thought, I would love to speak at an event with Tony Robbins one day, or at least share the same stage. And so the universe would really have to transform the fabric of my reality for this intention to ever manifest. And so fast forward to 2019 and I got the call. I was invited to share the stage with Tony Robbins at the Real Estate Wealth Expo in New Jersey. And so by this time, my Goalcast video had been seen by over 50 million people. It's now been seen by 80 million people. And so this was at that pivotal point where my speaking career was just starting to take off. Now remember, who you are now and who the universe is guiding you to become is a journey. And you, oh my God, I wish that I could have this ability to download this awareness into your consciousness. So I hope that it is being received in the way that it is intended, that you have access to anything that you could possibly desire as long as you begin with intention. Get clear about what you want, how you want to feel. So in 2015, I wrote down, I now own a thriving stationery company because I'm such a paper nerd. I love the idea of a fresh journal or a good pen or good sticky notes. You know, I love that kind of feel that it gives you when you make that purchase. And it's like, I am in control of my life and the direction that I'm heading in. There's something about it. You know, I love doing that. Even today, you know, I still love writing things down. It's so important to do that because there's power in the pen. There is power of unplugging and actually being present with what you have. So that is definitely a sign from the universe to write down the things that you want. And so as you guys know, in 2022, DearUniverse.com launched, which is my stationery brand. And so the reason that I'm sharing the power of dreaming big for yourself is to remind you to always trust in divine timing. So what you set intentions for this coming year may not happen this year, but you need to plant the seeds now. As soon as you hear this, I want you to set aside some time and I want you to really hone in on what you want to create, the boundaries that you want to set, the principles that you want to embody, the energy that you want to call in, the spaciousness that you want to open yourself up to in 2022. And I can tell you right now, not 2022, 2024, I don't know where I got that one from. 2024 is going to react to you in direct proportion to the energy that you show up to it with. And I can tell you right now that the podcast that I recorded a couple of days ago is nothing like this one. There is a radically different energy. So I'm really, really happy that I am doing this for you guys right now. So I want to tell you about the secret to lists. And so when I write them down at the end of every year, whether you do want to get a piece of paper or you want to get a Dear Universe journal, you can do that, or a Cosmic Line journal from DearUniverse.com. It's a great sacred container to write down these very powerful intentions. So here's the process that I use to get into the feeling space of it, because you might find yourself opening up, you know, your notes app, which I don't recommend you do. I really want you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, and you might go, okay, Sarah, how do I do this? How do I get in the mood to open up my field to manifest what I truly want? So here's step zero. Give yourself some space, approximately 30 minutes or so of uninterrupted time that is just for you. So as I mentioned, you'll need a pen. I'm having a moment right now because there's a Barnes & Noble that just opened up in Bridgehampton here in the Hamptons, and they had this pack of glittery gel pens. So it just feels like when I put down those intentions, they're just like that extra little bit more magical. And I am setting the intention now publicly to anybody that listens to this podcast that I would love for Dear Universe to create its own range of sparkly gel pens. So I'm going to try and facilitate that in the new year. But get yourself a pen, some paper, a notebook, or a worksheet. And you might want to pour yourself a nice glass of wine if you drink. I don't drink. So maybe you want to pour yourself like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something that's special that you can sit with. You know, so in those moments where you're taking a pause, you can breathe and you can sip. And so step one is to meditate for 10 minutes to really clear your channel, your heart, your mind, and open up your heart space. Let go of the old and create space for the new. So I encourage you to use this invocation. You can write it down now, or you can go to the Substack article, sarahprout.substack.com, and it's right there for you to jot down if you need to write that on your piece of paper. And this is the invocation. Dear Universe, may I now be given a clear space within my mind, body, and spirit to connect with my heart's truest desires. May I now tune into the greater good for my higher self and allow my goals, dreams, wishes, and desires to flow onto paper. So be it, and so it is. So you're really anchoring in that energy. You're really connecting with the universe, to the field of infinite potential, to God, to source energy. And from there, then you can truly anchor your awareness into the present moment of what you want to put down on paper and draw in as an intention. So when I shared, you know, my big goals from 2006, 2007, you know, all the previous big, what do they call it? BHAG, is it? Big, hairy, audacious goals? I don't know. When I shared that, I have a slightly different process now because it is more focused on how many people I want to impact, you know, the level of engagement that I want to have with the communities that I build, the things that I want to give back to, like planting trees or supporting different organizations. There's just so many things that I put on my list that I couldn't have even fathomed back then, but meet yourself where you were at, right? If you want to, let's just say, create an album and have it be on the charts, you know, that kind of thing. If you want to all of a sudden become a really well-known musician, write that down. It all begins with intention. As soon as you write down these intentions, you are on this journey. You bought your ticket onto this crazy manifestation roller coaster. And this is where it gets really, really fun. So step two, itemize the things, people, places, and experiences you want to create for yourself. So start with seven or more if you can. Start with seven or more. Who do you want to spend time with? What do you want to do? What are some of the dream locations that you want to visit or vacation in or get a paid speaking gig and be flown in, you know, VIP luxury travel, that kind of thing? Really dive into those details of how you feel. You feel grounded and present in your body. And then beside each thing or experience, write how you would feel when they manifested or you achieved the intention. Would you feel, and this is where if you haven't got a Dear Universe book, this is great because it helps you to name your feelings. believe it or not, there are so many people out there that actually struggle with naming how they feel. They either feel good or something is nice or wasn't that lovely. It's very baseline labeling of the feeling when there's this full spectrum of emotions and words for those emotions that you can bring into that that actually opens up your vibrational energetic space. So would you feel freedom? Would you feel powerful? Would you feel courageous? Would you feel fierce? Would you feel empowered? Would you feel embodied? So that's a really key element to really focus on that feeling and get good at identifying and discerning how you feel. And then step four are the action items. Write down one thing you could take action on within the next week or so that would start the ball rolling in the direction of all of your goals, dreams, wishes, and desires. Would you make that phone call? Would you reach out to that person? Would you follow that account on Instagram? And so step five is to, and this is the most important thing and probably the most important step when it comes to anything that you are doing in your life, absolutely anything, is to trust and surrender, to let it go, to put your list away for a while, and to hold the essence of your feelings as you are trying to create in your heart a path to move forward. Trust in your journey. Trust in the timing of your manifestations. And remember that it's not just about what you want to achieve, but how you want to feel in the process. It should really excite you to sit behind a desk or a dining table or on your sofa or in bed or whatever with a piece of paper and a pen and to just have that creative space just between you and the universe. And as you embark on this journey, keep in mind that the realization of your dreams may unfold in unexpected ways and times. This is key. Remember, trusting in the timing of your manifestations. But with persistence, clarity, and a heart full of trust, you can turn your wishes into reality. This is like a rinse and repeat process. I can tell you, and this is like diving into some of the more subtle and finer details of the situation, is that when I wrote down in 2007, I am so grateful to speak at an event with Tony Robbins, I never wrote that down again. I only wrote that down once. And I keep all of my journals and notebooks over the years. Some people like to burn them to release them. I like to keep them as active, energetic bodies of work. I feel like it is a living document, if you will. And so when I look that up, I'm like, whoa, that is so strange that the universe rearranged itself. And Tony Robbins, I mean, he's one of the, you know, the fathers of personal development of the modern age. And he is, I have incredible and deep respect for Tony Robbins. And what was really interesting that I'd never really heard of him other than the infomercials in like the early 2000s that he used to do on TV. And then when my friend Rebecca gave me the Get the Edge CD program, I went like head first into the world of personal development. And it was by doing that, by saying yes to that and rolling up my sleeves to do that work, that personal development work, I had no idea the world that would open up. That, you know, I would meet people that had direct personal connections with Tony Robbins. I've never met him myself. I went to a business mastery event once. I would love to go to. I haven't yet done that. You know, that's what's weird, that there were posters that were created and online promotional material for this expo that I spoke at, where there was my face next to Tony Robbins' face, which is so, I don't know. Like, sometimes I have to pinch myself that these things happen. I'll give you another story right now before I wrap up for today. So this is so mind-blowing to me. So around the same time that I was writing down these big goals, dreams, wishes, and desires, the time that I started this process, the time that I started listening to personal development tapes, even though I was deeply ingrained with my spiritual practice, I have been practicing meditation now for nearly 25 years. And what is so fascinating to me is that, you know, the grief and the joy. So the grief of being in this really toxic marriage was coexisting with the joy and the excitement of what I knew that I was capable of achieving throughout my life. And so I really want you to picture that for yourself right now, that whatever you're going through, whether it's the grief that you may have lost a loved one or lost a job or an opportunity, or things just aren't going as planned. You might feel overwhelmed or depressed, that joy can coexist in that space, and that it is through practices like setting powerful intentions that bring that joy back to you. So during that time back in 2007, I remember I used to listen to this song by an artist, and her name is India Ari, and she has this song called Strength, Courage, and Wisdom. And I remember that I would be writing in my journal and I would listen to that song, and it was really helping me through a very difficult emotional time. And I didn't even put this together, because on page 120 of my book, Be the Love, I wrote as like a subhead for a section, Strength, Courage, and Wisdom, to encapsulate that time frame. And then I'm like, oh, that was that song by India Ari. And then I saw recently somebody shared a quote from India Ari on Instagram. And I love her music, but I never really go to check out artists and follow them on Instagram. And I did with this one. I'm like, oh, India Ari, I got to do this. And so I went to her Instagram page, and I kid you not, it said on there, follow back. She was already following me. And so it was one of those pinch myself moments of that full circle energy of what is going on here with the fabric of reality. We are creating and constructing our vibrational signature energy patterns and magnets that go out there. And then, you know, I'm going to reach out to India and say, hey, this is quite the story. So my hope with today's episode is that you are able to understand the 5-step intention setting process for really calling in an incredible 2024 and planting those seeds and allowing yourself to dream as big as possible. So just to recap, step zero is to really give yourself some space, approximately 30 minutes. Step one is to use that invocation. You can click on the link in the text description of this episode to be taken straight to Substack to be able to copy that down. Step two is to itemize the things, people, places, or experiences that you want to create for yourself. Three is really lean into how you would feel, like the embodiment piece of that. How would you feel? Would you feel loved, powerful, courageous, sexy, empowered? Write it down. Step four is to create those action items. What are you going to do that's going to move that needle, to pull that lever? And then five is to trust and surrender, to let it go, and to trust in the timing of your manifestations. So I will leave you with that for today. Thank you so much for being here with me and throughout this entire year listening to the Manifest podcast. I know that the format's changed a lot in terms of advertising and things like that. And thankfully, I am now back in my own publishing space. So the ads that you see, I have complete control over, which has been great for me to be able to really lean into that sovereign piece and to deliver the highest value. So thank you so much for being part of this community. What I can promise you is that next year in 2024, there will be some incredible guests that will be on the show. I will be also creating the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is already available. You can just look me up, Sarah Prout, and I will be sharing the video versions of the interviews over there as well. I have so many incredible friends and guests that I can bring on the show so that we can talk more about creativity, more about manifestation, and more about the energy embodiment, the energetic embodiment to tune into the field of infinite potential. All right. I am sending you so much love. Thank you for being here, and happy new year. Bye for now.